Hey there, welcome to the show today. This is the College Investor Audio Show. We are thrilled that you are joining us today as we take a look at 529 plans, and then actually specifically, can you use the funds for SAT prep? But first, just want to remind you, you can always hit subscribe on this podcast so you're always up to date when we post new content, and we are posting new stuff all the time. Also, check out thecollegeinvestor.com. If you ever want to dive deeper on any topic we talk about on the podcast, some things we just can't go into to detail with because it's so data and numbers driven. It's just kind of, it just doesn't translate too well in audio form, but you can always dive deeper at thecollegeinvestor.com. All right, let's take a look at this. So some students sit for the SAT without any prep. I did the ACT like that, didn't prep anything, and didn't get a good score. Go figure, huh? But a whole lot of families do opt to pay for preparation courses to help their students land a better score. SAT prep can get expensive, though. Yeah, very quickly. Go back in our archives, we talk about the price for SAT prep as well. Although a prep course might be helpful, you really can't use a 529 to cover the cost, though. Darn it! But we do explore a little bit more about this conundrum today, so let's take a look. SAT prep costs. Yeah, not every college and university requires a standardized test score, but most do. For some students, an SAT prep course is a helpful tool they can use to earn a higher score on the test. While an SAT prep course can be helpful, it can get a little pricey. So let's take a look at just some of the SAT prep services and their costs. The Princeton Review has an SAT course for $1,899. Also, individual tutoring starts at $175 per hour. Kaplan offers a digital SAT course taught by instructors who scored in the 99th percentile for the SAT. Nerd alert. It costs $640. That's not too bad, and it can be paid in installments. Prep Scholars, a little bit better on price. They offer an online prep course for $397. If you want one-on-one support, though, tutoring packages start at $995. Varsity Tutors is another one if you're looking for support on an as-needed basis. So you're kind of doing it alone, but then you need a little help. It's a month-to-month style membership for Varsity Tutors, and it might be the right fit for you. Packages start at $269 per month, which come with access to live courses. So based on just those four options, and there are tons, by the way, you can see that SAT prep can cost hundreds and even thousands of dollars. Princeton Review, I'm looking at you. The best SAT prep options should help students achieve their best possible score, of course, but it's always a good idea to shop around a bit to find the best SAT test prep option for your situation. You can always see links to all of these prep services and their costs and reviews and all that kind of stuff at thecollegeinvestor.com. Right inside this article, you can find it. So, here's the next question. Can you use a 529 for SAT prep? Well, we kind of answered it, but no, you can't. According to the IRS, expenses for sports, games, hobbies, or non-credit courses do not qualify. So, SAT prep courses are generally not for credit, so they can't really count as a qualified expense. Darn. Free SAT prep options. Yes, there are some free ones, and they're good too. Although you can't use your funds to cover the SAT prep costs, you might be able to get ready for the test without even spending anything. Khan Academy, K-H-A-N, Khan Academy, is a free online platform that offers a wide range of study materials, including SAT test preparation materials. When you use Khan Academy, you can connect to the platform to your College Board account. And then from there, Khan Academy will assess your part test performance to determine where you should be focusing your studies. According to the platform, students who use the practice offered by Khan Academy for at least 20 hours see a 115-point score boost. That's huge. With an improvement like that, you might not even need to pay for additional SAT prep courses. We have a full review. You can learn more about Khan Academy at thecollegeinvestor.com. So, is it worth it? The college admissions process is increasingly competitive for sure, So if a college or university requires SAT scores as a part of their admissions process, landing a high score is definitely one way to tip the scales in your favor. An SAT prep course can be a significant expense for any family, for sure. But the reality is that regardless of the price tag of your prep course, you'll need to commit to putting in the effort if you want to see a higher score. For a whole lot of students, starting with a free resource like Khan Academy is a good place to start, and a lot of times it's enough. Put some time into working through the free materials. And then after putting those free resources to use, then opting to pay for an SAT prep course could provide the additional support you need. The bottom line, taking the SAT is often a huge part of the process for college prep. If you're going to a college that requires an SAT score as part of the admissions process, then working to earn a higher score can definitely pay off. While some SAT prep courses are so expensive, you really can't use 529 funds to cover the cost. But for students who want help preparing without paying for support, consider taking advantage of the free resources offered through Khan Academy. Yeah, but if you need a little extra help, paying for prep course out of pocket can help you take your score to the next level, especially if you work with a reputable SAT test prep service. If you want to find those, take a look at them at thecollegeinvestor.com. Also, if you have any questions, even if you find more test prep that has helped you in the past, we'd love to hear about it. You can follow us and like us and at us or whatever. I don't know. There's so many different social media things. And we're on all of them. So just connect with us at The College Investor. Just type it in the search bar and you'll find us. Thanks so much for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.